I'd just like you to tell me about yourself. Could I move this chair over a little more?
Yeah.
It would be all right if I put it from the door?
Yeah, it'd be all right.
Okay. I'd just like to get some information about you first. You just tell me first your full name.
Holly.
I want to get her pronunciation.
Well, you tell him, Mom.
Okay.
She can't hear her.
Who's that? Holly.
And where were you born? Were you born right here?
Yeah, I was born in Cup County.
How far from here?
Do you know where? I don't guess you know anything about it, but do you know where? What they call the Rankin community down in
No.
It's about 10 miles from Newport, below Newport, not up this way. Now, we just been living up here 27 years.
It's
on the other side of Newport, down next to Marshtown, on the Marshtown Highway, though. You go down and turn down.
Have you been in Cock County?
It's in Cock County, yeah. It's in Cock County.
I see. And, how old are you?
83. Terry, Mom.
83.
Okay. How old are you? Were you born there, too?
I was born in Cock County, down in that direction, too. I'm 43.
Yeah, it might be better if I interviewed you, if you started hearing
her. Yeah.
Could we set this up some way? Maybe all three of us could sit over here.
Yeah. Reckon it'll be close enough,
oh,
then we all can get to it.
Sure, that'll be just fine. Now, let me have your full name.
Daisy.
And your address.
Coffee Route 1.
And the county?
Cock County.
And the state?
Tennessee.
Now, you call this Cosby right here?
Uh-huh. This is Cosby.
Okay, and your birthplace?
Newport. I'm Cock County. Then Cock County. I was born in Newport down.
And then, would you tell me about that community again? I don't know if you're close enough.
It's down on the Marshtown Highway.
Mm-hmm.
In the Rankin community. I was born and raised down there. Well, we all were.
Could you tell me a little bit about that community?
It's partly a colored community down there, too. Partly colored community. Of course, they tore it up since we was born and raised down there. Got big plants down there now, local industries and things like that they build on that place down there now.
Was it a colored community when you were growing up?
Yeah, it was partly a colored community.
How many would you say? How many people lived there roughly, would you guess?
Oh, I can say about 500 or 600 lived right around there.
Okay. And how many of them were colored, would you suppose?
I guess they got half of them colored.
Okay. Your age?
43, I'm 43.
Okay. And your religion?
Baptist.
And your occupation?
I just stay at home and take care of my mom.
Okay. And how the schooling?
I just went to the sixth grade.
Okay. Now, would you tell me about that school?
Well, it was just a little old one-room schoolhouse. They taught all 8 grades in it when I went to school, and it was just, we had to carry water. We didn't have no running water in it. We had to carry our water from a big spring. And we had an old wood stove that we had to get wood fire when we were going to school. And we had to walk about 3 miles to school before we'd get to school. We had to walk back and forth to our schooling to get what schooling we got.
I see. What is your husband's occupation?
I ain't got no husband. I've never been mine.
I see.